Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Yep, just a bunch of clicks there, and then I
Hello.
heard you. Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Scared me. Okay, thanks for taking my call. I have a question for my grandniece. She's 5, and they are concerned that there may be a premature adolescence. And I'm just wondering if you know of that and if there's anything natural that can stem that.
It may take more than just a little bit of work, ma'am. I don't know if you had heard, but you can look it up online if you feel like it, that in Puerto Rico, growing breast buds at age 5, 6, 7, 8 is not unusual. I am not kidding you. And it's been traced back to environmental pollution with molecules that mimic estrogens. And what we got to do is get those molecules out of there. Now, that is possible to do even with a 5-year-old. However, it involves detoxification, and part of that detoxification involves a lot of sweating. So I hope the child has the patience to go into, for example, a sauna with mom or dad and have some fun while sweating like crazy, because that helps to get things out. But that is not the only thing one can do. There's a wonderful book about to be released. It's called The Toxin Solution. The Toxin Solution. It's by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, who founded Bastyr University, the very first accredited naturopathic medical school here in these United States. And that book's coming out February 22nd or something like that. Amazon's got the release date. And it tells you a lot of things that can be done on your own to help detoxify. And then I would suggest very strongly that you consider consulting with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine for things that a physician might help with. But a lot of detoxing can be done on one's own, and so that's why I'd refer you to the Toxin Solution book. And how do I know that it's that? Well, because if a person 5 years old is undergoing premature adolescence, something is stimulating that little girl's estrogen receptors. And those are usually pesticides and herbicides and a whole variety of things that mimic estrogen. And it's just so sad that, no kidding, somebody published a statistic a few years back that every year over 10,000 chemicals are released into our atmosphere which have never ever been tested for safety. But I'll get off of that and back to your granddaughter, or your niece, excuse me. It's probably environmental toxicity. Please check with a doctor who knows about that, and also get the Toxin Solution by Dr. Joseph Pizzorno for a lot of stuff you can do yourself.
How do you spell the last name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pizzorno.
P as in boy?
No, P as in Peter.
P, okay.
Pizzorno.
E-Z.
Pizzorno. Pizzorno.
Okay, Pizzorno. Good. Oh, thank you. All right, we'll start there. And they're in Florida, so would I be able to find a physician in that state?
Yes, ma'am. You just put into your search engine American Academy of Environmental Medicine.
Okay.
Now, that's a group that specializes in this kind of stuff. American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And when you get to their website, there'll be some place to click to find a physician. And then you need to know either the city and state or the postal code, whatever it is. And you enter that and click, and up will come a list, and you can start reading about them.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That's a great place to start.
Well, I'm sorry this had to happen, but it's going to happen more and more, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Really disturbing. All right.
Very.
Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, ma'am.